In the working world, the swing shift occurs between days and nights. In investing, swing trading is what happens in a few days to a couple of weeks.
My time is worth money.
Looking at that time frame isn't the same as long-term investing or day trading. It takes a certain vision to find the fundamentals, technicals, and/or catalysts that can make the stocks and ETFs move.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
This is the swing shift from the traders at RagingBull.com. Experts at analyzing the indicators to find stocks and ETFs worth that you might want to take a swing at.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
Remember, at RagingBull.com, shift happens.
Yes, it does. And if you want to accommodate the shifts and turns and twists of the market, then somebody you want to get familiar with is Petra Hess. And I'm very pleased that she is my guest right now. Petra is the editor of Petra's Picks, which you can learn about at PetraPicks.com. It is part of the Raging Bull community, RagingBull.com, for more information there, on Twitter, at Raging Bull. And, of course, Petra is a technical swing trader and long-term investor, and basically she specializes in both U.S. and Canadian stocks and ETFs. Petra Hess, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Chuck. Always a pleasure to be here.
You know, I sometimes feel like the old movie where, you know, the word comes out like, I have one word for you, plastics. Because when we talk, it's always we have one sort of theme. And frequently when I ask you what it's going to be, you surprise me. So you kind of have one word for where we're going today. And I have to say, it is not a word I think everybody else is going to think of as an investing possibility. And that word today is
nickel. We want to look at nickel. So you know that lithium, and we've talked about lithium in the past and the LIT ETF, lithium for electric vehicles, which are on the rise. Chevy's producing them, Ford's producing them, and, of course, Tesla. The battery components have had a lot of lithium content. Lithium is at all-time highs. It is up. This year alone, 18%. It was up 13% last year. It's getting to be very, very expensive. Now there is a lot being done with nickel. So batteries that were holding 20% nickel, they're now looking to up that to 80%. Nickel is at the same level it was back in 2009, still very inexpensive. So I'm watching the nickel index, which is the JJN, and looking for an uptick in that to benefit from this rise of nickel usage in electric vehicle batteries.
So the JJN is the iPath Bloomberg Nickel ETN, and I can't help myself here.
Another day, another nickel.
Yeah, well, we're not. It's what you're saying is that it's not actually another day. It's a new day for nickel.
It is a new day for nickel, and nickel is on the move. And so I'm watching the whole index. The index is up against its 200-period moving average on the weekly. So I'm watching for a breakthrough there. And the play that's going to benefit from that, the first biggest producer of nickel in the world is the Philippines, and there's nothing really there that I would want to take up as an investment. Russia's second. Canada's third, but the producer that's here in Canada is the one that I love, and that's Vale, V-A-L-E. That's who I'm watching for my play in the rise in nickel.
Okay, so it's going to be Vale in terms of what you want to play, and at what point does Vale become viable?
Vale becomes viable to me at around the $10.52 mark, back up over its 50-period moving average on the daily.
And at that point, how are you going to play it?
I will go long. I will go long the stock, and I will hang on to that as long as it remains above its 50-period moving average.
And where will you set your stop losses?
My stop loss initially, again, will be a close below the 50-period moving average, which right today would be $10.30, but it's trading below that. It's only a close the day today at $10.10, and I'm looking for it to move up. So I'm looking around that 10.53 mark. I have an alert set in to get long Vale.
And for my audience, why play Vail when you invest in both stocks and ETFs? Why play Vail and not play the JJN, the Bloomberg Nickel ETN?
The JJN is very diversified. It's not very liquid, so it doesn't trade. It doesn't trade enough shares on a normal day for me to play it. And I'm looking at this as strictly a battery play, and I think Vail will exceed that index. It's going to be the one that's going to lead that index. So I'm looking to play the strongest part of that index, and it's also very liquid, trades millions of shares a day.
So ultimately, it is Vail, ticker symbol VALE. Again, just want to confirm for everybody, you are not in this trade at the moment, correct?
I am not.
Well, it is a trade that you are watching, and you've laid out the parameters. Great stuff as always, Petra. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Chuck.
Petra Hess, everybody. She is the editor of PetraPicks.com. And if you want more information, go to PetraPicks.com to check things out. It's part of the Raging Bull community. You can get more information at RagingBull.com, on Twitter at Raging Bull. All right, we are heading for home on the November 14th edition of Money Life. Up next, a rebroadcast of our recent interview with Brian Hinman, the chief investment officer at the Motley Fool Funds. He's in for the market call when Money Life returns right after this message. Stay tuned.